Welcome to Audio Mo. Make some audio every day throughout the month of June. Drop it on your socials with a quick description. Use the hashtag Audio Mo so everyone can find it and listen to and leave a nice comment on what you did.
It's Audio Mo day 21. Which means it's the summer solstice. I love this time of year. I don't know why, I really reflect on it and I feel very Celtic-y, if that's even a word. I'd like to think that I'm Celtic in some way. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But it's such an auspicious occasion for me in many, many ways. So we kind of relaxed vibe. This song is called Ceremony. It is from a collective called Pilgrimage. And I'm playing it for now just because I want us to get in this sort of mood. I made this collage, sound collage, a few years ago. I found an article online and used a text-to-speech to read it. I also got some text at the end from Bill Bryson, who is a fantastic American travel writer that's lived in England and America for long periods of his life, so has feet very much in both countries. Incredible writer, so some of his writings represented, and from Notes from a Small Island, which is one of his books about the UK. And then I've brought together some sounds and some songs that really do, I think, represent us. And it's hopeful sort of audio. But I hope you enjoy it. It's really hard to kind of over-explain it, but I think it's best if I just play it for you and hopefully you'll enjoy it. But it really was started from me just noodling on a few points and thinking, wouldn't it be good if I could make this thing? And I did it a few years ago for some other kind of audio month. I was quite proud of it, and I hope you enjoy it, as I said. So this is Pilgrimage, and the song is called Ceremony. The album's called Nine Songs of Ecstasy, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Enjoy my little audio montage collage regarding the summer solstice.
The UK lies in the North Atlantic Ocean, separated from continental Europe by the English Channel. Budget airlines abound in the UK, and healthy competition means reasonable fares and an increasing array of destinations, making Europe, Africa and Asia just a short flight away. Feel like treating the lady in your life? The Eurostar train will have you in the centre of Paris in just over 2 hours by way of the Channel Tunnel. And when you do decide to retreat home to our island fortress, you can be safe in the knowledge that, because of its location, there is no threat of extreme natural disasters, contagious diseases or dangerous animals to contend with. Nice. Tea. Britain revels in being a tea-drinking nation. Being the second largest per capita tea consumers in the world, consuming on average 2.1 kilograms per person, per year. Churchill drank tea during the Battle of Britain. Wellington drank tea at Waterloo. Jesus drank tea at the Last Supper, probably. It has been suggested that tea played a vital role in the Industrial Revolution, as having sugary tea in the afternoon became a way to increase the number of hours factory laborers could work and also increase energy levels to finish out the day. Tea is resilience and fortitude in one reassuring brew, and is to the British what spinach is to Popeye. There is only one way to deal with any kind of crisis, and that is by having a cup of tea. Thermonuclear war, you say? Put the kettle on. Music. Britain's contribution to popular music has been immense. from the early influence of Black American music, British artists fused, innovated, and invented musical genres that have spread across the planet. Consistently edgy and controversial, British music has reflected the social conditions of the time, from hopeful, psychedelic 60s flower power to angry, disillusioned 70s punk, from confident, flippant 80s neo-romantic to introspective, moody 90s trip-hop. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. The British have a huge appetite for edgy, innovative music, and it will always be something that Britain does very, very well. Football. In the UK, more people go to watch football at the weekend than go to church. Football really is religion. Stadiums are cathedrals and star players are prophets. Although other sports such as rugby and cricket are popular, nothing grips the nation as much as football. Of course, there are the hardcore fans who know everything there is to know about football. But also because football is so much part of the social fabric, even people who hate football know more than they should. Football can bring nations together like nothing else. Amen.
So that's it, the glass isn't always half empty. The British are just a bit cynical by nature, and we probably don't appreciate just how lucky we are in some respects.
What other nation in the world could possibly have given us William Shakespeare, pork pies, Christopher Wren, Windsor Great Park, the Open University, Gardener's Question Time and the chocolate digestive biscuit? I like it here. I like it more than I can tell you.